This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Biden, the albatross that will hang around the necks of the Democratic Party for quite some time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let the Democrats have their Biden, the brain-dead moron, placeholder, who will never be the leader of the free world, who will never be the president of the majority of the country. Unlawfully placed in office, I'm proud to say that I'm willing to say it publicly. And Joe Biden will be the biggest backfire on the Democratic Party in decades. Worse than Barack Obama, who, by the way, led to the best president in modern history. 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us. Life in America, folks, is worse, far worse, because of leftism. And it will not improve. Now, don't misunderstand me. You will be isolated. You won't see the majority of it. Some of it you will. They're going to take more of your money. They're going to, you know, do things to irritate you. They're the fly in the ointment. But you'll pick around it and you'll still use the ointment because you know what? It's good. There's a sore in America that will be excised eventually. It will be the Democratic Party. I don't know when it'll happen, but we'll all be fine. But just understand this. It's going to be bad for a while. Schools aren't going to get any better. They're going to throw money into education. Schools aren't going to get any better. Roads and bridges aren't going to be paved with gold. There is no utopia when you have leftism, period. Far worse, the people aren't going to get any better. They're mean-spirited, vile people. You will be okay. You want to know why? You surround yourself with good folks. Not perfect. Not perfect in any way. Far from it. I was commiserating with a group of guys the other week, and I was traveling in Florida. The most unperfect group of fellows in the world. Loved it. Loved it. I was talking to a group of guys. We were all divorced. And we were, showing our battle scars. Let me show you this cut here under the rib. Let me show you this poke in the heart, you know. But it was funny because we bonded together, all imperfect, understanding what we screwed up, what they screwed up, you know, whoever you were involved with. And life goes on. But the Democrats can't do that. They can't get together and lick their wounds. They got to know, you know, what side of this or that you're on. I don't care. You want to come together and talk about life in general and talk about it from a sane point of view, man, there's a group of people ready to embrace you. But nope, not the Democrats. They if you're a Trump, I'm just telling you right now, you could be having the best time in the world with them the minute you tell them you supported Trump, you vote for Trump, you're conservative, you're a Republican, you love the flag, you love God, whatever, you're done. They're not going to get any better. There's no system in place to make them better. You don't provide, conservatives, we don't provide a safe haven for them. Not that they know. If they knew, I can leave these lecherous people and I will have a good group of friends. I will be loved and embraced. Not that you won't do it, because you will, but they don't know it. They think it's hopeless. They think they are completely afraid they'll lose their jobs, they'll lose their friends. They'll lose friends they don't even care about. Let them know it's okay. Because see, with them running things, society's not going to get any better. There's nothing that will make society better. It's horrible when I wake up pretty much daily, and you read headlines, 30 shot and 7 killed. Those were the numbers of people shot and killed in Chicago the weekend after Biden's freak show that the left has called an inauguration. Yeah. 30 people shot, 7 killed. That's a city that they are supposed to be celebrating the idea that a leftist moron just got elected. Here's one for you. This was over this weekend. 18 people shot, one fatally, Friday into Sunday morning, in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. The Chicago Times, Sun-Times rather, reports that one fatality occurred Friday, 5:25 p.m., when a man in a vehicle, blah, 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 in West Van Buren, was shot to death. The gunman was in another vehicle that pulled up beside the vehicle in which the victim was sitting. Get this. 13 people were shot, 2 fatally, just on Thursday. 30 people were shot, 6 fatally. That was the previous weekend, and they got it wrong. It was more than that. 7 of them were actually killed. Not 6. But here's the other thing about Chicago and this new revolution that's coming in, right, that the Democrats want you to believe that's so good. Acts of violence like carjackings are raging in Chicago. Here's what they wrote. It's getting out of one's car in Chicago to pump gas has become so dangerous that City Alderman Stephanie Coleman has launched Operation Safe Pump in an attempt to provide an hour a day in which security patrols certain gas stations. Anybody want to guess where they are? The move was the latest attempt to stem the violence and unrest which has now come to characterize the city. There are places you go, you can't even gas up your car without getting jacked. I'll tell you this story. In St. Louis, North St. Louis, a friend of mine was getting off work, went to get gas, was pumping her gas. A guy walks up to her with a gun and just says, hand it over. And she had just gotten paid. I'll never forget this. And she looks at him and says, really? And the guy's like, just give it here. He didn't want to shoot her, but he would have. And she hands him over $700. Just got paid, cashed her check, and she just couldn't believe it. I'm telling you, there's a gas station in St. Louis. I used to tell Melissa, you do not stop at that gas station under any circumstances. This, folks, is the world that leftists live in, and they're going to get tired of it. Just a matter of time. This is Joe Biden's world brought to you by the Democratic Party. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So much to talk about, as we always do, but I've been covering this scamdemic because this could actually be a best of show at some point, because, quite frankly, the American public is being duped. We have to be able to protect ourselves from stupidity. And I think that it's a responsibility of hosts like myself to make sure that you don't succumb to it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Kevin Jackson Show, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is where we try to explain things and keep things in perspective. And we use our common sense, and you're able to participate. I love it when you do. 844-551-8255, or contact us anywhere, any other way you choose. As I said, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and boom, you'll have everything you need there. That site's being revamped, and I promise you, it is slick. It's beautiful. Anyway, as more of this woo-foo scam goes on, here's what was reported over Christmas. There was a super spreader Santa, and he killed 18 people, they said. Now, I know a super spreader Santa. His name is Cuomo. and he killed a bunch of people. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, but he got an award. But this super spreader Santa, here's what they wrote. A man dressed as St. Nicholas in early December visited a nursing home in Belgium to spread holiday cheer to lonely, isolated seniors. But according to authorities, that wasn't the only thing he was spreading. A tragedy is unfolding at the Himmeldrick Nursing Home in Mall, a town 31 miles east of Antwerp in Belgium, following a coronavirus-infected Santa Claus. He visited the nursing home on December the 4th. In 3 weeks, the virus spread through the facility like wildfire, infecting 122 residents and 36 staff and claiming 18 lives. 3 days after the man's visit, who also happens to be the son of one of the residents, he developed flu-like symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. So they're calling him the super spreader Santa. Well, what did Cuomo do? Cuomo made the super spreader Santa look like a piker. Cuomo sent people to all the nursing homes, with people with WHO flu, to all the nursing homes in New York, and he killed a bunch of them. And as I contend, he saved his state over $1 billion when he eradicated all these old people that were no longer useful to society, according to leftists. See, I happen to like old people. I like hanging around them. I like getting their wisdom. I got a friend, he's 80 years old. He says, Kevin, I hate hanging around old people. I go, he goes, because it makes me feel old. He goes, I like being around younger people. Good friend of mine. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you guys this story. I probably did. But that particular gentleman, friend of mine, he sends me a note at the end of the year. He says, Kevin, I'm giving you $100,000, but you got to give it away. And you got to give it away to a charity. And he gave me stipulations. You know, the charity had to need the money. It couldn't be like United Way. I may have told this story already. I forget. So we chose a charity for fallen officers where they were upside down. I'm talking about, they needed the money like the flowers need the rain. And the woman who runs that charity just broke down in tears. I had my son, Melissa and I had our son just listening in. He just broke down in tears. She says, are you serious? I said, I wouldn't joke with you about it. And she was just weeping because they didn't know what they were going to do. They'd gone into savings to do their big event. Because of WHO flu, they couldn't get the big donors there. I mean, it was a disaster. The event was spectacular, but the outcome for them was a disaster. And we gave away $100,000, which I will tell you is makes you think it's humbling because, number one, I never thought I'd ever be able to give away $100,000. And number two, I'm going, you know, even though I could use $100,000, I get what my friend was doing. He says, I want you to feel what it feels like to have that kind of an impact on somebody. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. I was so happy that my little boy could watch that. My youngest son, he could see the joy in giving. Oh, amazing. Anyway, the Democrats don't. They claim to want to experience this joy. Go look at their tax returns and see how much money they give away to charity. Go look at it. Go look at any of the top contenders for any political office that's a leftist and see how much money they give to charity. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. Right now, I just saw this article. 53 restaurant chains are set to close. Now, some of them you go, yeah, probably run its course, didn't adjust or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of these are not bad restaurant chains. Applebee's, Carrabba's, Sbarro's. I can tell you why some of these are changing, because their food just isn't very good. Applebee's food is actually pretty good. What do you guys think? You like it? How often do you eat it in Applebee's? Yeah. So I eat it. There was an Applebee's when I lived in St. Louis. It was in the hood. And I'll tell you this. The last time we ate there, a black chick came in. She complained about everything. Argued with the waitress, said the waitress didn't do this or that. Bring the manager over. The manager goes, we'll just comp the meal. Girl goes, well, that's what I was thinking. And she eats. And so the waitress comes over, and I was talking to her. I go, what is that about? I mean, she was just making a scene. And the girl goes, somebody comes in here every day and does this. And the management just goes, here, the meal is on us. And they shut that one down. The word got out that if you just went there and went all jungle, then you could get a free meal. And so the restaurant eventually couldn't sustain itself. Applebee's has to take the same approach as Starbucks. Put your restaurant as far away from the hood as you can. Applebee's puts their restaurants too close to the hood. That's just my personal opinion. Anyway, who else is closing? Ruby Tuesday? I've eaten there one time, and it wasn't bad, but I don't know if I like the name, Ruby Tuesday. Crystal? Never eaten at Crystal. Bar Louie? That was kind of a hangout bar. I mean, you know, like a late night bar for me when I've been to the one in St. Louis. Houlihan's? Yeah, I remember at Houlihan's, I was at a Houlihan's in Boston, and I walked into the place, and the girls that were having a bachelorette party, they just fixated on me. I was good looking too, you know, young and good looking. They were like, come hang out with us. And I did. Me and a bunch of my boys, we went over, hey, what the? We hung out with these bachelorette, well, the lady that got married, the bachelorette party. Who else is leaving? Boston Market, Papa John's, Golden Corral? Oh, say it ain't so. Ponderosa, yo, Lord, Joe's Crab Shack, Noodles and Company. I've seen Noodles and Company. I've eaten there once. It wasn't bad, but I don't know. Too much brick and mortar, right? You know what's shutting these businesses down? The Chinese Wu Flu. That's what's shutting them down. Oh, well. What do you say? Any of those? Here, Boston Market. Yeah, they've been... I get what they were trying to do, sort of this home cooking thing and make you feel like you were part of, you know, like missing mama's meals or whatever, but it was always too bland for me. I ate there a couple times. Anyway, there's 53 that the leftists are closing. There you go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 19 individuals, all but one former NBA player, face charges of insurance fraud under the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, explains how much money was claimed and how much of it was paid out.
The 19 charged defendants submitted approximately $3.9 million in false claims. The plan paid out $2.5 million to the defendants.
Strauss goes on to say the alleged mastermind behind the scheme, Terrence Williams, received around $230,000 in kickbacks. President Biden spending part of his Thursday in Illinois, the president delivering remarks just outside of Chicago regarding vaccines and his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News. New details are being released regarding an 18-year-old who's being accused of pulling a gun during a fight inside an Arlington, Texas high school.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured four people, including his teacher when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two New York City lawyers charged with throwing Molotov cocktails at cops during the George Floyd protests last year are due in court later today. The two are expected to plead guilty and work a deal out with prosecutors. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I got this a while back, previous to the Biden conflagration, or whatever you want to call it, the big cheat. Oh, man, it's like a stake in the heart to look at this, what's going on now. You know, that we allowed ourselves to be defeated. And, man, I got to tell you, I figured Trump would go down with a bigger fight. Thought we were looking at a Lincoln-esque thing here. But anyway, I got this, and it was a drug. This is what it says. I'm just going to read it. A drug called Remdesivir, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, manufactured by Gilead Sciences, is now being reported as the ultimate cure for COVID-19. But it gets interesting because the patent for Remdesivir is currently held by China through an agreement with Gilead drug patent sharing subsidiary called Unitaid. Unitaid happens to have an office near Wuhan, China. And the major financial investors in Unitaid are George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the World Health Organization. Now, of course, this is all just a coincidence. But it goes on to say, here's another coincidence. Both Gilead and Unitaid were financial backers of Hillary Clinton in the last election. And another coincidence, Dr. Fauci authorized millions of American dollars to be sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology specifically for the study of coronaviruses. And guess whose wife works for Gilead or Gilead Sciences? That would be Dr. Fauci's wife. Yep. You don't have to connect the dots on this stuff too much to figure it out. Holy cow, man. The fix is in. Everywhere you look, the fix is in. These people, they give themselves awards. They are benefiting in ways they don't even have to roll the dice. How much money do you think Fauci made on this deal? How fat of a deal is his wife getting? Why? Because he's such an amazing scientist? Huh. And here's another story. This one has to do with the wonder drugs that we're all supposed to be taking, right? No wonder leftists don't want to report on anything except these fake Wu flu infection rates. And as I said, now that we've transitioned into the crooked administration, they're going to stop. It's going to all go away. Suddenly, the infection rate goes down. The cure rate goes up. The shot is phenomenal. Everybody's good. And even though Biden's going to mandate this mask, we're all going to tell him to go have sex with himself. And that'll be the end of that. Now they've gotten Trump, they can scale back. The shift goes to the vaccine. A vaccine for a virus that kills few people. A vaccine rushed for delivery to save the world from a scamdemic. And the only thing they're going to try to figure out from this scamdemic right now is how do we keep the money flowing? Because now they got unlimited ability to do whatever they want. So the leftists have sold the world on getting vaccinated or we could all die, right? But they won't report on the effectiveness of the vaccine, and now we know why. A vaccine that kills more old people than even Governor Cuomo of New York. Man, and that's saying something. This story was from the New York Daily News. Here's what they said. Nearly two dozen nursing home residents in Norway died within days of receiving their first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, triggering a warning from health officials for sick patients over the age of 80 years old. They're warning 80-year-olds, don't take this shot, man. This thing will kill you. If I were 80-plus years old and they offered me that shot, I'd say, you know what? I'll pass. Shoot. Mm-mm. In fact, don't even take me to a hospital if I get sick. Put me at home and one of my kids. Because I don't... You can't even go... Because of the dreaded Wu flu, you can't go into a hospital with your loved one. When's that going to go away? Man, you trust these angels of death? I mean, some of these people... I hope you haven't signed your organ donor card. Let me just put it that way. Yeah. The Norwegian Medicines Agency did a press release, revealed 23 patients died shortly after being stuck with the Pfizer BioNTech shot for coronavirus. Jeez, man. That's horrible. 13 have been autopsied, and I love this part. This always cracks me up, suggesting side effects from the vaccine likely caused the high death toll. What else did? What else do you think caused it? Three shots to the head from Hillary Clinton? Speaking of Hillary Clinton, boy, these leftists are now very cocky. Very cocky. They got away with it, man. The Clinton Foundation, no investigation, Comey, free and clear, free to become a roving professor teaching criminology. All of them, wow, they got away with this Wu flu scamdemic. They built us out of trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars. Wow, this is amazing. And now they want you to take the shot. They call it Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's called VAERS. It's a federal database. And in addition to the deaths, they say people have reported 96 life-threatening events following the vaccination, as well as, get this, 24 permanent disabilities, 225 hospitalizations, and 1,388 emergency room visits. Wow. If you were doing a medicine and that was your record in the normal scheme of things, forget Operation Warp Speed, you'd have to shut. You would have lawsuits. Man, it would be... The attorney, the firm of Bernie and Sokoloff, taking cases for anyone who has received the vaccine. Would you take this? Would you? You guys are too young. I know you wouldn't. I'm not that young. But I'll tell you this. You will not get that needle in my arm. Kevin, you're not going to be able to go to so-and-so. I don't care. See, I've already had the Wu flu. I'll bring my medical records and say, I've had it, which means... I either can't, because you can't give me a shot to something that's new. Well, there's a new strain, which I'll get to that, the mutated part. But you can't give me a shot for something that doesn't exist, right? The new strain. And if I've already had it, and I'm not able to give it to anybody, I'm not sick. No need to stop me from traveling. Kevin, you are free to move about the country. They went to, according to the CDC, severe adverse effects from COVID vaccines are more than 8 times greater than from the flu vaccine. 800% higher. That's what 8 times greater means. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Emergency Respiratory Diseases, said on January 6th that severe allergic reactions to COVID-19 vaccines were happening at a rate of 11.1 per million vaccines compared to a rate of 1.3 per million flu shots. I don't believe any of their numbers. They can, you know, they want to convince you it's, you know, because you think, oh, out of a million shots, one of them has an adverse effect. If that's the case, then there should only be 330 million adverse effects, right? Because there's 330 million people in the United States. Where did I get the numbers earlier? The numbers are insane. They've had 55 people in the U.S. have died from COVID. This is from receiving that. 23 died in Norway. And so, let me give you these numbers again. They said 24 had permanent disability. So we've got in the United States 55 people dead, 24 permanent disabilities, 225 had to be hospitalized, and 1,388 had emergency room visits. Now, I don't know about you, but we're talking about severe allergic reactions were happening at 11.1 per million. That's not true. That would mean only what? 30 people would have some sort of an adverse effect. I just gave you 55, 24, 225, and 1388. Correct my math, but that's more than 33.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The cure for the virus is worse than the virus. Wow. Ooh, man, we just came off of a segment where the numbers are ugly. Don't get that shot. Ruth, don't do it in Florida. Don't. Many of my other friends that listen to me, these beautiful older folks live beautiful conservative lives, raising great kids, they beautiful grandkids, magnificent lives. Don't throw it away. Don't get that shot. Ride it out. Oh, my goodness.
Something's going to kill us all. It doesn't matter. We don't know when we're dying. You could be young right now. My Aunt Mary died at 106. Let me tell you something. She outlived a lot of people that thought they were going to make it. I mean, I'm talking about youngsters, certainly in the black community. Don't even get me started on that. They got two vaccines available for a disease that's killing almost nobody, and a third is on the way. I saw a thing that said some country in Africa has sent every one of its citizens, I don't remember, it's a kit. They say it costs $2.65, and they have hardly any cases of Wu flu, a disease that supposedly attacks black folks. This disease is worse than sickle cell. It, according to Kamala Harris, it targets black folks. Yeah. And then apparently Operation Warp Speed won't even take care of the mutating version of this. The shot you get won't even protect you from the new version that's coming out that's going to shut the... Oh, wait a minute. We may not shut the country down anymore because we've got a new regime. America has gone full-blood communism. But see, I remember this happening in 2008. I remember them having control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And you know what happened in 2010? We took their pants down and we spanked their little miscreant behinds. That's what we did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to it. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to the radio portion, and there's a lot more. And I'm going to implore that get off, you stop feeling sorry for yourselves, and if you want to do something to help with the cause, go check out theflickfest.com. It'll put some of these films we have will make you smile. Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't have to be a movie buff. Just go, do me a favor. It's free. Just go check it out. It won't cost you a dime. Your subscription is gone if you don't like it. But let me tell you, you're going to like it. And then you're going to find out, not only do you like that, you like moving away from Facebook, you like moving away from Twitter, you like moving off of Google, you like not shopping at places that don't like you, you like making new conservative friends, you don't mind getting out of the rat race of leftism and coming over to where free thinkers can do what they want. And you'll get used to the new way. And the other guys will just go do what they do, and we'll do what we do, and here's what I'm going to bet you. I bet you they come seeking you out. I bet you you never have to go back to see them. I don't have to own Nikes. See, I grew up with raggedy shoes. We call them raggedy. I grew up with raggedy shoes. So if you give me a pair of Adidas, I'm good. They are not raggedy. So we'll learn that. While we may feel like, oh, it's not quite Facebook. I mean, I don't know everybody. Don't worry. Don't worry. If you got to jump over to Facebook to look for a friend every now and then, use the service. But don't hang out. Come over and use something conservative. Because, see, these people want to trick you. That this is why they always have the next scheme ready to go. And this mutating virus is the next scheme. Here's what they said. Mounting mortality data show COVID-19 is hardly the deadly pandemic it's made out to be. But just as people were starting to wake up to this fact, the British technocracy came up with a new narrative to keep the fear-mongering going. Mere days before Christmas, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced there's a new mutated and far more infectious strain of SARS-CoV-2 on the loose. The answer? Another round of even stricter stay-at-home orders, business shutdowns, and travel bans. According to the New York Times, the UK restrictions may remain in effect for months. Considering these unscientific strategies didn't work the first time around or the second time, it strains believability to think that they'll work now. That's what somebody wrote. Indeed, anyone who knows anything about the Great Reset agenda can now see that the lockdowns, which destroy local economies and small business, have nothing to do with public health. They are mere smoke screens for the greatest transfer, if not theft, of wealth the world has ever seen. I completely agree. Man, with woo, tell you, the leftists are slick. Now, the problem is, you can't cheer against it. You know what I mean? I don't. Joe Biden can't be successful. He cannot. The only thing that Joe Biden plans on doing, let me tell you what he's going to do. I already told you before. He's going to run on Trumpism. He's going to run on the economy that Trump built. Then, when it starts to fail, he's going to blame you and me. He's going to try to give out universal basic income. People are going to clamor for it because, and I went through this with you. If you get paid 30 grand to sit at home and you're making 27 to work, what are you going to do? If you're making 30 to work, what are you going to do? You're making 33, 35, 37. What does it take for you to go, man, it's a trade-off between working for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year, or getting something for nothing and getting on your hustle? I know what I'd do. I'd make a lot hustling. Every day is hustling. So, if you're on your hustle and you can make 20 grand off the books, 30 grand that nobody cares about because they're giving you that, 50,000 tax-free dollars. Man, that's like making 75 in the real world. Not bad cheddar. Not bad cheddar. Wow. Well, we'll see. So, they said the biggest losers are low and middle income earners, especially private businesses who have been absolutely decimated while the large box stores, yada, yada. And I keep predicting that at some point, and I don't know if this is going to even work because, you know, who knows what the courts will do. But Donald Trump did revamp the courts for us. But do we have a choice in terms of suing? Is somebody going to finally wake up and say, you know what? It's lawsuit time. As useless as a mask may be, what about all these hand sanitizers and disinfectants? And, you know, we find out they've got carcinogens or something. I don't know. They can't make you wash your hands. I think you're going to see ads like this. Did you or a loved one suffer lung, liver, neurological damage, or hair loss from COVID cleaners and chemicals? I mean, it's got to be something along those lines. Oh, man. Well, as I wrap up today, I will tell you, I'm not disheartened. You know, Trump gave his farewell address. I'm not disheartened at all. But what I am sort of upset about is that justice wasn't served. Trump's a single guy. He's a man. One person. He had a massive impact on this culture. Massive. Could never take that away from him. But we didn't get it done, man. Obama's administration got off scot-free, and it's just getting worse. Where is it going to end? These people have profiteered off of us in ways that we will never know, committed crimes that will never be prosecuted, that we will never know about. And I got to tell you, when are we going to be free to go around the world again and just enjoy one another and free from these masks and these stupid social experiments and medical experiments that they keep trying on us? I don't have an answer except to tell you that unless the 80 plus million Americans who supported Trump stick together, it will be a rough road for the rest of the world and the rest of us, I'll tell you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.